This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on Cabbage Patch Dolls. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Dear Donnie Baker, I know you hate your job, and I hate my job too. Where did you work before you worked for Randy? Signed, Jamie and Pike's Peak. Well, first off, Jamie, for your information, I don't work for Randy. I swear to God I don't. I work from a paycheck. Randy's only my direct supervisor, but I was hired by Randy's boss, Dishman. Dishman was the one that said I could make this company better, and he said it right to my face. Randy thinks he runs the place because he gets free coffee and Post-it notes, but he ain't never going to run me. I swear to God he ain't. Man, before I had this job, I had a whole bunch of jobs. I remember one summer I got fired from a car wash because I was really messing with Toby Kuhn's car. He owed me $50 from the docking concert that summer and wouldn't pay up, but still had the nerve to drive through Sonny's car wash where me and Scotty worked. So anyways, it's one of them car washes where you get out of the car and go inside to watch. Toby gets out of his car, don't even tip me or Scotty, so I was hotter than catfish grease. I told Scotty to cover me while I gave Toby's sunroof the O'Donnie Baker Doberman Pincher. I swear to God I did mine. I was like, Toby, that's what you get for leaving your sunroof open because the birds are bad this year. He tried to sue Sonny's car wash, but they said they weren't liable because he forgot to shut his sunroof. Uh-huh. You have to shut your sunroof at the car wash, man. It's state law. That ain't half as bad as the time I dropped one on Scotty's windshield in his first 40 XP. Just for fun. He hit the wipers and it looked like a bad game of hot potato. We still watch that tape. That car wash is right next to a famous strip club called TP's. Me and Scotty used to wait till our manager would have to leave for his AA meetings. Then we'd go over and bribe the strippers for $20 or $30 to come over and do a free soapy show. Man, we had people lined up all the way up and down the street. Now me and Scotty made more in tips than the strippers did. It all went great till one stripper got some hot wax in the eye and tried to sue us, but luckily Scotty had them all signed waivers. I remember telling her, man, if you're going to complain about a little hot wax in the eye, you shouldn't be a stripper anyways.
Donnie, stop reading the mail and get back to work.
Shut up, Randy, before I go outside and open your sunroof. I gotta go.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee, and now here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much. We're going to get the electronic big screen TV on over there. There we are. There it is. And that man, that blue-eyed man, that handsome man.
Boy, that shirt really brings out your eyes.
Sure does.
Is comedian Greg Warren. And, Greg, I can't see who is behind you in the photograph on the wall.
Oh, that's Estella Warren, Tom. She was in the movie The Cooler, Driven, Planet of the Apes with Marky Mark, and everybody's favorite Kangaroo Jack.
Oh, yeah, I love Kangaroo Jack.
Well, nice. And, of course, this is the Warren Report, and you always like to be accompanied by a photograph of someone else named Warren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And before we start your report, Greg, we have some news from the road from Josh Arnold.
Greg.
Good.
Yes, Jeff Oskey and I were recently at the Des Moines Funny Bone over the weekend, and you know that Cheesecake Factory right there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of our favorites.
Several times.
Yeah. We went, and I said, Jeff, do you like guacamole? And he said, oh, yeah. And I go, oh, man, we got to get it. This is a must. And
it's outstanding. It's outstanding at that particular one. They do a nice job. They don't over smash the avocados.
You're exactly right, Greg. But I do need to correct you. They did a nice job they no longer carry the guacamole.
What?
I know.
There was a big thing about a year ago. A lot of places stopped because of the price of avocados.
Yeah, there was an avocado shortage.
And she said
Cheesecake Factory in totality or just that one?
I couldn't tell. It was not. And then I
find out.
I will. Well, I double checked and it was not even on the menu.
Oh, my.
So they've taken it off the menu. And
this is horrible. Chick, how many times have you and Josh and I gone over to the Cheesecake Factory and started a meal off with some guacamole?
Many.
It's some of the finest. And And so then I said, OK, all right, boy. And
you followed up with something.
Yeah, and I said, can we please get the crab and artichoke dip? Because I was in the mood for some chips.
Sure.
Really, I just went.
Okay.
And she said, we haven't had crab for 6 months.
Oh.
And
good Lord. Man.
And it's not their fault. It's still a wonderful establishment. We had a terrific meal, but
they blame it on the Suez Canal. I'm about tired of that.
No, she said the crabs have finally caught on. They don't go near the nets anymore.
Oh.
They all went, hey.
What happened to Roger? he's with the guacamole dip.
You know, I don't think, when our buddies and our family members go up in that net, I've noticed they're not coming back.
Yeah. Do not go near that net that says
stay away from
me. I'm not going to get on the net ride.
On behalf of the Cheesecake Factory, they do have 10,000 other things.
Oh, dude, we ate terrific. We got the salmon, which is just, it's one of their best things.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
And high turns. That's what you want in a seafood place. High turns.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah.
Well, and then I'm proud to say that they now serve regular black tea.
Yeah,
they do.
Not just the flavored tea after I complained about that for a minute. Okay, well.
You're taking credit for that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
You believe that.
I bitched about it enough. I think a lot of people did.
We also listened to your new hour, Greg, that you sent as a little sneak preview for us. And we genuinely laughed out loud a lot.
Well, thanks, man.
Hang on a second. That doesn't sound like an insult at all.
I wish I could.
Yeah, I was hoping for I got the new hour. Not for me.
We laughed a lot, man. Just going, I can't believe he thinks he can get away with this crap.
I just got the...
Wait, what?
No. I just got the new hour. It's supposed to be funny. Evidently, I listened to the wrong hour.
Greg is going to be... Greg will be live at the... Laugh Gas Comedy Club, Cape Girardeau. Is that correct?
Laughing Gas.
Laughing Gas.
Oh, just as Laugh Gas. I thought.
No, that's the Laugh Gas or Grass. that's a different.
Yeah, some hippie runs that.
It's a bit of an ultimatum, isn't it?
Wait a second, Christy.
Yes.
Something's wrong here. I think that I'm going to circle this and hand it to you. Do you see what something else wrong with this plug for Greg?
Does it say Greg Socks, please?
No, it doesn't say.
Cape Girardeau.
In Cape Girardeau, Florida.
In that person's defense, a lot of capes in Florida.
A lot of capes.
This is a different Cape Girardeau then.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like anybody's planning to go there anyway. Come on.
Well.
So it is in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, right?
It is, yeah. Not Cape Canaveral.
Okay. No.
And it's Laughing Gas. And that's coming up Saturday, August 6th.
Very good.
Yes.
Tom.
Yeah.
Just the one night, huh?
Just the one night, yeah.
Cool.
They have somebody, are you insinuating?
They have somebody funny the other night?
Zany there on Friday. What is it?
Zany there on Friday.
Some kind of religious thing? They have to close from midnight Thursday to Friday.
Oh, he's really cracking himself up.
He's good at that.
You know, I could say something here, but...
Why is that funny?
It's not, especially with the name of the club.
Oh, by the way, Greg, Jeff and I listened to your new hour on the way to Des Moines.
Yeah.
And we wanted to let you know that material works. We did it Friday and Saturday.
Oh, good.
Outstanding. Yeah, it got a good response, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I've always dreamed of writing for a couple of guys like you. And yeah.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Comedian Greg Warren is actually also an authority on many aspects of contemporary culture, and that's what he's here for. The Warren Report. Today's topic is...
It's Cabbage Patch dolls. The hysteria that took place.
No, Chick was just being an idiot.
Chick was being a jerk.
What? No hubcaps?
1976, 21-year-old Xavier Roberts and his five art school buddies started Original Appalachian Artwork.
Oh.
And they made these dolls. They were called back then Little People Dolls. Probably a little more offensive today than it was back then. They were inspired by the folk art movement of the late 70s. They were hand-stitched, soft sculptured dolls. They sold them at like arts and crafts shows, and they became popular pretty quickly. Xavier signed the left butt cheek of every one of the little people dolls.
Yeah.
Kind of strange. They were all unique. They had different eye colors, different shaped heads. Every one of the dolls, they looked different than each one of the other dolls. Each doll came with a birth certificate. And back then, the names were unique names from 1938 Georgia birth records.
Oh,
which,
wow.
Seems like that could go wrong, you know. Your dolly's name is Rayford Taylor. I knew Rayford Taylor. He killed seven men. You keep that dolly away from me. And a bottle of Jim Beam and a buck knife. And they you were not allowed to buy the dolls. You had to adopt the dolls.
Yes.
For an adoption fee. And they came with adoption papers that you had to fill out and mail in. He sold these at craft shows, but then started getting more popular. Xavier and his buddies bought an old medical clinic, and they kind of turned it into a nursery for babies being born, supposedly. It was called Babyland General Hospital. They had little incubators for all the dolls. All the employees dressed up like doctors and nurses. It seems a little strange.
Sounds
depending
cute.
On the nurse costume, I guess I could get behind it. And then they just got bigger and bigger. In 1981, he teamed up with a guy named Robert Schleifer. Robert was an ad guru, and he said, we got to change the name to Cabbage Patch Kids. And he came up with, he thought there should be a story behind Cabbage Patch Kids. And Xavier, the founder, was like, well, I have to be part of the story. So the story is, young 10-year-old boy Xavier Roberts was led by a bunny bee through a waterfall to a magical land where cabbage patches grew magical children.
Willie, you had a trip like this once, didn't you?
I did. Bonnaroo, 07. This is crazy.
And he had to say, Xavier had to save all these children from the villains Lavender McDade, Cabbage Jack, and Bo Weasel. These were bad guys. And,
I've been to the Bo Weasel Monument.
Yeah, apparently if he didn't save them from the Cabbage Patch Kids would be put to work in the gold mines. gold mining, I would think, would be tough work for babies.
Very. Wow.
So in 1980, they went around and they tried to get big toy manufacturers like Hasbro and Mattel and all those people to join up with them. And they all said no, except for one company, a Japanese company, Coleco. I think I had some of their video games when I was a kid.
Yeah, we had the ColecoVision.
Yeah.
It was cool stuff. And they said, yeah, we'll make them. And they mass produced these things. The big change was they went from like a soft head to a plastic head. Yeah. And the computers were able to accomplish what they called infinite randomization. So again, every one of these dolls looked different. And they generated new names, not from birth records in Georgia, but they were like weird names. So every baby was named something different. So you got names like Callow Weezer or Gano Jeweler.
Gano Reeser. Gano Weezer would be a VD with a cough.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So Frank Zappa used the same computer to name his children.
I think so.
So, Greg, what year are we now here?
We're in 82 when they start mass producing. Okay. Tom, 83 is when they launched this kind of smart, savvy media campaign. And all hell broke loose. That's when there was a run on them. They staged a mass adoption at the Boston Children's Museum.
Oh, my.
And they gave all these dolls to local kids. The Today Show covered it. Jane Pauley had them on for like 5 minutes, which was a big deal back then. And that's when that Christmas was the first of all the Black Friday riots. I mean, people were stomping on each other. They were camping out to buy them like they were concert tickets. This is interesting. Kids were hurting themselves to blackmail their parents into getting a Cabbage Patch doll, which I don't think that would have worked with my dad. Like, Dad, I'm going to hurt myself if I don't get that toy. You got a gun? No. Have at it. Also, to check this out, there's a Milwaukee morning show that said they went on the air and they said a B-29 bomber will be dropping 2,000 dolls from the sky in Milwaukee County Baseball Stadium. And you got to bring a baseball glove to catch it. And you have to wave a credit card in the air so they can take a picture of it. And you'll have a chance at getting one. And it was -2 degrees that day. And a couple dozen people showed up.
Oh, man.
And here's the thing. I think I probably would have been that guy. You know, you got to think like a couple people probably left. And then there was probably a couple people that were staying like, no, man. BB and the douche man, they don't lie. They said they were going to be out here. These guys, I've been listening to them for 30 years. It's one of the things I appreciate about you. You guys never did that, did you, Tom?
No.
Nothing that. Well, I didn't like the lying fake.
Yeah,
stunt.
Trick your listeners. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always appreciated that about you.
Well, there was one thing that we faked. But
you weren't inviting people to go.
No, that's where we would throw stuff off the roof.
Catch it or keep it?
Catch it and keep it, claiming that we were really throwing live animals and stuff, and people had to catch them. Like a turtle would, you'd hear the cracking, but that was pretty clearly fake. Yeah.
So this thing got crazy. I mean, you know, you've seen all the videos and stuff like, a lady got a broken leg at these store riots. A store owner had to protect himself with a baseball bat. There were a lot of fakes back then. And the way you could tell a fake Cabbage Patch doll was it smelled like kerosene. Huh. because they were stuffing it with kerosene rags.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
So flammable also then.
Yeah, I would imagine.
How long did the craze last?
Well, that year they sold 3 million in 1983, and they ran out. And the next year in 1984, they sold 20 million. Yeah, there's been 130 million sold to date. And of course, that came with all the merchandising, cereal, cartoons, lunchboxes, 2 billion in sales for Cabbage Patch Kids.
Are they still out there?
Yes. But there's some interesting stuff here. Xavier became like famous. He was like 10 most eligible bachelors in the world. And he said, big deal. Boy George is on the list, which I don't know why you got to take a shot at George. I don't know why. Yeah, but he kind of looked like one of those 80s poser type guys. I don't know. He had like a cowboy hat on and he wasn't a cowboy and he had the close shaved beard. He looked like a member of that super country group Alabama. Remember those guys?
Sure.
He looked like one of those guys. But legal problems, Tom. They sued this company called Garbage Pail Kids.
I love Garbage Pail Kids, yeah.
Yeah, they were trading cards, right, Josh?
Yep, yeah, they
were
funny.
And they were basically they were doing a parody of Cabbage Patch Kids. They were like grosser.
Yeah, very, yeah.
And Xavier got mad and said, well, they're damaging us, which, come on, man, it's a parody.
Yeah.
Garbage Pail Kids wound up having to give them a little bit of money. It was like a licensing fee. But here's the rub. There's a lady named Martha Nelson Thomas. She was an art student in Louisville back in the 70s. Xavier ripped her off. This was not his idea at all. Yeah. He bought these, what she called doll babies. He bought these things from her back in the 70s in an art fair and sold them when he was like at a gift shop at a state park in Georgia. And she went over there and said, hey, don't sell these anymore. She was like very arty and not into commerce. And she had like little notes in each of the clothing that said, this is what the doll likes to do. She was all about the art. And she said, don't sell these. And at one point he wrote her a letter that says, if you don't give me more of these, I'm going to steal your idea and sell them on my own. And she also, back then, I guess, if you wanted to copyright something, you had to put that C with a circle on it. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't do it. She said she didn't want to deface her dolls. So she sued him. It was nasty. It went on for like 6 years. Finally, they approached her with a settlement. And she just said, yeah, fine, whatever you want. It was undisclosed, but she said, all my kids are going to go to college because of this. So she wasn't really much about the money.
Okay.
Stupid. They're still out there. Tom, you can get them at Pat and Joe Prosy. They have a store called Magic Crystal Valley.
Oh,
and they have 5,000 of them there. And if you call them dolls, they get angry because they say they are their children, and, which somebody should call Child Protective Services because you're a weirdo and you should not have children.
Thank you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.